spark, the beginning of a town, can rarely be seen. The lime kilns that we can see here in this area, the majority of which no longer exist, are part of the mining industry from a long time ago. The town of Alia is closely linked to the working of lime deposits, and it's certain that since Roman times, at least, this has been one of the trades carried out in this area. Tourism in Alia. Smart tourist signs in audio format. Lime kilns. The spark that lighted a town's coming into being can rarely be seen. These lime kilns, and some others that have disappeared, are part of a mining industry that dates back to time immemorial. The town of Alia is closely linked to the exploitation of lime deposits. The earliest ones probably date back to Roman times at least. These limestone formations have given rise to the creation of caves with stalactites, stalagmites, and many mysteries to be solved. Throughout history, the mineral deposits have been mined intermittently, depending on the demand and price paid for the minerals extracted in the area surrounding the quarry. It's largely made up of marble, the most abundant being the black type. This prized mineral was exploited until the 18th century by the Hieronymite community of the Royal Monastery of Guadalupe. Practically all the marble in the Virgin's alcove is from the Alia area, especially in the black stone arch that provides access to this magnificent space. In Los Hornos de Cal, the lime kilns, the largest group existed in the so-called Madronal era, a short walk from the town, on the way to La Palomera. There are 5 kilns in total, 2 in poor condition, 2 in a remarkable state of preservation, and a practically intact one. The way it worked is very artisanal, and it was probably done in the same way for hundreds of years. What was done was that wood was placed, if possible, of course, home oak or heather, and the limestone was placed on top of it, in the form of a vault, until the oven was filled, and then it was lit, and had to burn for no less than 3 days, after which the stone cooled down and became what we know as quicklime. The material obtained is then very dangerous, because when in contact with water, it's capable of making anything in it disappear, even bones, and it destroys everything in it, everything that's thrown into the quicklime. And then, once it cools down, it's called slaked lime, and then it becomes harmless. Many times this lime was used for the houses themselves, to cover the houses, and it's also understood that sometimes that it is to reflect the sun in summer and therefore make the homes cooler, but also for the winter. In other words, the lime, as it was used to whitewash during the winter, also provided heat. As the lime was still so active, it then also provided heat for the inside of homes in winter. The ensuing product was very useful for construction, to make cement or paint the facades of houses, also as a disinfectant for homes or stables, and even for wells that were treated by introducing quicklime into them. These limestone rock outcrops are related to those found in the Ibor Valley. They formed about 600 million years ago. In the geopark, limestone deposits appear in a very scattered and concentrated form, in pockets that come to the surface in very special places from a geological point of view. Here, in the district of La Calera, we can find the interpretation center for these kilns, which is a large space where there are a good number of panels and audiovisual elements with which full knowledge of these lime kilns can be gained, and about the lime industry at a time when many people made a living from it. This interpretation center, like all the geopark centers, acts as an information point where you can get recommendations for your trip. Lime, its extraction, the development of the process, and its subsequent use are the themes on which the center is based, an ideal place to introduce us to this enigmatic mineral world. A QWERTY podcast production for Radio Viajera, financed within the framework of the Project for the Development of Smart Villages of the Government of Extremadura and the European Union.
with the collaboration of Roots Around Extremadura and the support of the Alia Town Council.